Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Be involved.
Yeah, be involved. That's the most important one.
I'm also a freshman.
I was having like moments like this is it.
You're just gonna experience a lot of new things you never experienced in your life.
You always have water. Always have money too.
Yeah, I'm actually in the positivity club.
My advice would be to not take everything so serious.
Welcome to Valley Vibes, your show about culture, arts, and happenings in the Imperial Valley from a youth perspective. I'm Dr. Tom Tackey, the creator and executive producer of Valley Vibes. Today, the Big Dogs podcast crew will be taking over Valley Vibes. Let's get into it.
Hi, welcome back to the Big Dogs podcast. My name's Andres.
My name's Xander.
And today we have four returning special guests.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Edwin.
I'm Paxton.
And I'm Alex.
And in today's episode, we're going to be interviewing the Big Dogs members from before. All right, first up, Edwin, how was your life after graduation?
So I graduated and I just enjoyed my summer, went to the gym, played with my friends. But recently college started and it's just been really boring. Nothing to do. It's just college. It's so much more boring. I don't see anybody anymore.
All right, so Edwin, what's your major for college right now?
Well, right now I'm taking a drawing construction major, which basically where it's like architect classes where you learn how to build a house or like how to draw a house and all the frameworks and plumbing and electricity.
Oh, okay. So like what do you plan to do like when you graduate, or how many years are you going for college?
Hopefully I can be out in 2 to 3 years, but I still am not sure what the... Or like my final choices.
Well, your end goal is gonna kind of be. Oh, okay. What about the next one? What about Paxton? What about you?
Yeah. So my summer really after high school has just been focused on the Air Force, working on my process, and then going to the gym and hanging out with my friends.
Right now, do you have like a set date of when you get like shipped out or anything?
So I leave on December 2nd to be a nuclear weapons specialist, and right now I'm just focusing on spending time with family, so I'm not working or anything.
Oh, so you get shipped out. Do you know where you're going to? Like, what spot?
Right now, I just know San Antonio for boot camp, and then also there for some tech school, and that's where I'm at right now.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty interesting. And then also, I know with our other person, Alex, I know you're also going to the Air Force too, correct?
Yes, I am.
And what are you going to do there?
I'm hoping to at least do like some sort of like welding, because like, you know, like military, they pay for like school.
Yeah.
So like, I would like, and like where, like Paxton said, boot camp is like... placed in San Antonio, and like there's supposed to be like a UTI in Texas, so I'm thinking of probably attending that and trying to get like at least some sort of degree in welding, so like that could set me up for like
future.
Yeah.
And do you know like do you know when you get like shipped out or anything?
I do not.
Oh, you have no clue right now?
Nah.
Okay, that's pretty interesting with both of you.
Now how about you, Jesse? How's your junior year been?
It's been pretty good. It's just been the same as the rest of the school years. I just been focusing on grades and focusing on football.
How about the work, though? I know when my junior year came around, I was working a lot.
Yeah, probably my history and my math classes, they've been probably one of the harder ones. I have, like, pre-cal and trigonometry and stuff.
And, Jesse, you're in football, right?
Yeah.
This is your second season on the varsity team. How's that been? How are the games?
The games have been good. We've been doing well. We've gone 3-0 right now. And our offensive scoring and our defense has only, like, stopped each team to 14 points. Yeah, so it's going really well right now.
Yeah, I've personally seen, I've been to like 3 of the games. It was pretty good. You guys did well so far all season.
Thank you.
Jesse, also going to that with football, what position do you play again?
Receiver.
Receiver? Okay, okay. And have you had any like crazy games? Like so far, what's been like your best game you've gone against?
Well, we kind of, just when I go in, we kind of just... like run the ball a lot, I just block, so it's pretty much been the same thing, but during like we've had some scrimmages and I actually do score on those ones.
Do you have any like, are you excited for who you guys play next week? It's City Champs, right?
Yeah, Southwest this week.
Oh, okay. And are you hyped about that game?
Well, I'm actually hurt right now, so I won't be playing, but I think we'll do very well because they don't have the best team.
Mm. And do you know what week you come back?
Probably next week.
Okay.
What about you guys? Xander, how's your senior year been going?
It's been super fun. I've just been living it up, and as a senior, you know, my classes, I handpicked them by myself with my counselor. I decided to not go too hard this year. I wanted to take it real easy, you know, like a light road, enjoy my year. It's my last year, you know.
What about you, Andres? How's your senior year been going?
Kind of like saying the same thing as Xander. My senior, I kind of just wanted relaxed classes because, you know, it's my last year. I'm not doing anything too serious. And I kind of just been chilling out. Haven't been going to as many of like the games, really. I kind of want to start going since it's kind of my last year. I kind of want to enjoy everything. But yeah, that's kind of how it is right now. And going back to the topic of graduation, how would your guys' like, did you have any like feeling like surreal moments kind of or anything like that? What about you, Alex?
Yeah, like when it came to like graduation day or when it came down to it, like grad night, like it was like the best experience ever. But like while I was there, like I was having like moments like this is it. Like I'm getting closer to like the deadline.
Like it kept like inching towards the last day. Like you could tell like this is going to be one of the last days I might hang out with this person. Or
yeah.
Like you guys are all going to go on and do big and better things.
Yeah. Like it was just like crazy to think like this is like the last time, like last field trip of senior year, graduation day is coming. Like this is gonna be it for the like. This is gonna be like the best memory ever. Like hanging out with my friends was like amazing. Graduation day, like it felt unreal until like I sat down in the chair on the field, and that's when I really realized I was like, this is it.
This
like,
is the last thing.
Yeah, this is it with like all my friends, with people that were in my classes. Like it was crazy.
And then what about you, Edwin and Paxton?
Well, for me, honestly, like, it never hit me. Like, Alex said, we went to grad night, but I just had a lot of fun. We graduated. My group, like, I was sitting in the construction group, and we were just having a bunch of fun. We were screaming jokes while people were going up and, like, getting their cards. But honestly, it hit me, like last week. I was, like, thinking about, like, I got memories on my Snapchat of, like, pictures where we all hung out, like, the construction competition, grad night and stuff. And I'm like, damn, like, I haven't seen half of these people in so long. I don't know if I'm ever going to see them again. And, like, I don't know, it just hit me recently that it's like, damn. Like,
so, like, reality and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's like...
That you're not probably going to see these people.
Yeah,
unless you, like, make these plans and stuff, you know, go out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
Life's just going to take you away further and further, you know?
Yeah, it just hit me, like, it's just different life from a year ago.
Well, what about you, Paxton? How about you? Has reality hit?
As of right now, no, it hasn't. Especially during senior year, I was more of just living in the moment throughout the whole thing.
I feel that.
Even at all the senior events, like, it never really hit me that, you know, this is it with certain people, right? Mm. And then just lived in the moment and had a lot of fun. And then during graduation, like, in the gym before, hanging out with all the teachers and then taking pictures and all that with some teachers that have hated me, some teachers that love me the whole time, and then just teachers I've known for so long.
So it's like all the relationships and stuff, you
right.
know, you don't know when you're going to see all those people,
right.
you know, make new friendships maybe. You're going to be leaving a big part of your life behind here and everything. I know about that. It's pretty sad, but, you know, you'll push through it, you know. And as well as you're going to the Air Force, you know, you're going to probably make a lot more bonds, you know, friendships. You're going to go through a lot of hardships with a lot of people.
Right.
You're just going to experience a lot of new things you never experienced in your life. A lot of stuff that, you know, you're going to only experience there and you're going to have to leave behind there, you know.
Right.
Same thing as here. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited for what's to come. But of course, I'm sad for leaving everything behind. But I know that the future is going to be better.
Yeah, building a future is great.
Right.
And that's the final thing for this episode for your special guest, Big Dogs Out.
It was great catching up with the OG Big Dogs crew. We're glad they're doing well. They provided us with some great content last year.
Yeah, they did. We should share some of the gold they gave us in the spring.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's drop one of their Family Feud type games.
For our next round, it's going to be Edwin versus Andres. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. If babies got tattoos... What would they have tattoo of? Ooh, that was okay, Andres.
I thought that was a tie.
All right, Andres.
Wait, can you read the question one more time for me?
Yeah, I got you, got you. If babies got tattoos, what would they have tattoos of?
I would maybe say, like, maybe a star or something.
Yeah, give it back to Edwin, bro.
If a baby had a tattoo, I'm going to say a baby bottle.
For the number three answer.
Yep. Bottle. Yep.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. All right. Yair. If it wasn't for... Oh, my bad. If babies got tattoos, what would they have tattoos of?
Mom.
Yep, I'm going to give it to you. Parents / names. For the number one answer. For the number one. I don't know. That was kind of a lame answer. Nah. All right. Jesse, if babies got tattoos, what would they have tattoos of?
A binky.
A binky? Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. For the number five answer, binky.
Woo!
All right, there you go. All right, Edwin, if babies got tattoos, what would they have tattoos of?
I'm going to say their toy or their teddy bear.
Nah. Wait, their teddy bear?
Nah, you said two answers.
A teddy bear is a toy. Is a teddy bear not a toy?
And you said that, bro.
I'll give it to you. It's cartoon / animal. So like animal. A teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
Yeah, a teddy bear is an animal. So yeah, I'll give it to you. Number two answer, number two.
So how much do we need left?
Two answers now.
How much do we need left?
Amen. All
right, let's throw out four next time.
How much do we need left?
All right. Yeah, there's six answers. You guys answered, what is it? I think it's, four. So you guys need two more. All right. If babies got tattoos, what would they have tattoos of?
Car seat.
It's okay. We got two more.
Hey, Loki, one of the answers are like Loki, kind of like a repeat. All right. If babies got tattoos, what would they have tattoos of, Jesse?
Their birth date.
Their birth date? No. That's the second X. That one was Loki, a good answer.
What were you thinking?
Don't say it out loud, though. All right.
My choice, hopefully not the last one, I'm going to say their blanket.
Nah, sadly no. That's your third strike, dude.
All right,
now we're gonna go to Paxton now.
All right, Paxton, lock in.
All right, lock it in, Paxton. If you answer this, you get all their points. If babies got tattoos, what would they have tattoos of?
Their name.
Their name for the number six answer, dude.
That's right.
That's crazy. Just snagged all the points. All right.
Yep.
So they get all the points now. All right, so the points now for Team OGs, they have 100. But for 63rd, they got 94, so it's low-key a close match.
It's close.
All right.
Still up, though.
Still up by 4 points. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, so it's going to be Yair and Paxton. Mm-hmm. All right. If dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of. That was Paxton by a mile, bro.
Repeat it, please.
Got you. If dogs ran the world... Name something there would be a lot more of.
I'm going to say fire hydrant.
A fire hydrant for the number two answer, fire hydrant.
You're scared of me.
Team OG have a chance to rebuttal and get number one.
A chance.
All right. So, Yair, if dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
Dog toys.
Nah, that's not even on there, surprisingly.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So now it goes back to Paxton.
It goes back to Paxton's team.
Yeah, my bad. All right, so Xander, if dogs ran the world, are we talking about answers right now?
Wait,
on the other side? Whoa.
I don't believe that is allowed, sir.
I don't believe because you looked at the paper.
But I have to answer, so it doesn't count.
I don't remember doing this one last time.
We did this before.
You played these games before?
I've played these games before.
Yeah, it's fine. But like, I don't remember that. But if you do, then like, you're lucky a cheat code. I don't know.
Let's go.
All right, Xander. If dogs ran the world, there's something there would be a lot more of.
Oh, yeah. Treats.
What are we doing in the mic? Treats? That's not on there.
Wait, I might be cooked.
That's first strike, by the way.
Jair, you are cooked.
Please be quiet. Dogs around the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
If dogs around the world, there would be a lot more of?
Yeah. What would there be a lot more of?
I would say...
Hey, whoa.
I would say...
Do you have the mic right now?
Oh, I was thinking out loud.
I was going to say dog parks.
That is not on there. That's your that's your second strike. All right. Team OGs and Yair, you guys could talk about your answers now.
Can we talk about our answers?
No, you can't because you still have the mic, technically.
Oh.
All right, Paxton. If dogs ran the world, I think something there would be a lot of.
I'm gonna say bones.
Bones for the number three answer. Bones.
Here we go.
All right.
Wait, does that not count as treats though?
Apparently not.
Okay, I guess so.
Apparently. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? Like these just, I don't know. All right, Xander. If dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
Let me think about this one. A lot more dog stores.
Get this man out, bro.
All
right, now it goes back. It goes back to Jesse, no? Yeah, it goes to Jesse. All right, Jesse. If dogs around the world, are we looking up the answers right now?
We're watching my movie.
No, what was that? Go back to it. You were looking something up.
Do control H on this thing.
Oh my God, he's searching up the answers.
No, I didn't search it up.
Are we cheating?
If dogs ran the earth, what would happen?
Yeah, that's cheating.
Are we dead?
It doesn't show the answers.
Answers go to 63rd.
That's what you get for.
I just searched up dogs ran the earth.
Because I see bro typing, and I'm like, what is he doing? I look over, and he clicks off so fast. I'm like, I go back.
It gave me no answers.
You're listening to Valley Vibes and the Big Dogs Podcast.
You know, those are so great. We decided to take the same questions out on the street to hear the new answers from our community.
Hello, my name is Xander Enriquez. Who am I here with?
Mr. Cole.
Okay, and I have one dumb random question for you. If dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
Bones.
Okay. Good answer. This is Big Dogs Podcast. Thank you for answering my question. Have a good day.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm Xander Enriquez. I'm here with the Big Dogs Podcast, and I have a guest.
Crispina Flores.
I have one random question to ask you. If dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
I think there'd be a lot more like playgrounds and dog treats.
Great answer. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Hello, my name is Isaac. I'm also partnered with Xander, and I'm bringing the mobile Big Dogs Podcast, and I'm here today with
Mr. Leon.
Now, Mr. Leon, I have two questions for you. First one, if dogs run the world, name something there would be more of.
I think more love and happiness. Dogs tend to be friendly and just, you know, they always cheer you up at the end of the day or no matter what.
Man's best friend?
Okay. Absolutely.
Interesting. Now, my second question. If babies got tattoos, what would it be?
I think a toy, yeah. Just their favorite toy.
Okay. Interesting answer. Thank you very much for participating.
Thank you, guys.
Hello, my name is Isaac. I'm partnered with Xander. And today I'm bringing the Mobile Big Dogs Podcast. And I'm here today with
Emily Gonzalez.
All right, Emily, I got two questions for you. First one, if dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
I feel like there would be a lot of crap and it would smell like piss.
Yeah.
Badass, I guess.
All right. Interesting answer. Thank you very much for participating. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. I have two random questions. The first one is, if dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
I think I'm going to quote the Rick and Morty episode. And I would say that there would probably be more humans in leashes and collars being walked. We saw what happened in Rick and Morty.
Okay.
Yes. So I think we'd have that.
Interesting answer. Thank you. Okay, next one. If babies got tattoos, what would it be?
It'd be a portrait of Dr. Tacky's face on their stomach.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Higgins. Hello, I'm Xander Enriquez, and I'm here, and I'm bringing the Mobile Big Dogs Podcast, and I'm here today with
Mr. Villalobos.
Okay, Mr. Villalobos, I have one random question for you, or two actually. If dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
I would say there'd be more stuffed animals like that they could play with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting answer. Second one, if babies got tattoos, what would it be?
I would say it would be a pacifier.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. V.
Hello, my name is Isaac. I'm partnered with Xander today, and I'm bringing the Mobile Big Dogs podcast, and today I'm here with...
Brian.
Leo.
All right, guys. Today, I got two questions for you. First question, if dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
There would be a lot of dog food, and probably In-N-Out. There would be doggy style fries.
I think there would be a lot more fire hydrants, because you know how dogs like to pee on fire hydrants?
All right, second question. If babies got tattoos, what would it be?
Well, if I was a baby, I'd probably get, like, my mom's breast tattoo, because, like, that's where I came from, for real. Like, that's where I'm at most of the day.
Hello, I'm Isaac. I'm partnered with Xander today, and I'm bringing the Mobile Big Dogs podcast, and today I'm here with...
Craig Lyon, principal here at Central Union.
All right, so today I have two questions for you, Mr. Lyon. First question, if dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
Wow, you know, I mean, I'm thinking there'd be a lot more, I don't know, probably since dogs are so loyal and you know, they're great companions.
Humans
probably, best friends. Yeah, they're humans' best friends. I think you'd have a lot of more a tranquil society. People would be happy because dogs would be around.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, now second question I have for you. If babies got tattoos, what would it be?
Well, I mean, I have 6 grandkids, and I can tell you that if babies could choose their tattoos, it would be something like, you know, a Disney character, you know, whether a princess or, you know, my grandson right now loves Lightning McQueen. So I know that he would have a Lightning McQueen on his arm or something like that.
Yes. Hello, my name is Isaac Bison, partner with Xander, and I'm bringing the Mobile Big Dogs podcast, and I'm here today with
Anthony Barraza
and Evan Romero.
All right, guys. Anthony, I have a question for you. If dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
I think there would be a lot more of mailman. I think it would be like a sport, kind of, because you know how dogs like to chase mailman. So I think that would be a sport, something to include.
Okay. Hella interesting, okay. Now, Evan, got a question for you. If babies got tattoos, what would it be?
I think if babies were to get tattoos, I think babies would have some pacifiers tattooed on them.
Okay, interesting answers. Thank you very much for participating. Have a great day, guys. Hello, my name is Isaac Baiza. I'm partnering with Xander, and I'm bringing the Mobile Big Dogs podcast, and today I'm here with...
Ryan Smith.
And Christian Flores.
All right, Ryan, I got a question for you.
Yup.
If dogs ran the world, name something there would be a lot more of.
Dog parks,
okay.
And a lot more pregnancies, because dogs are weird.
All right, now I got a question
for you, Ryan.
If babies got tattoos, what would it be?
I think it would be like a milk bottle, and then like a tattoo of a bra.
Oh. Okay. All right.
And while those questions are important for this year, the Big Dogs podcast will include some questions from the street that may not be as fun, but could be very helpful.
Hi, welcome back. And today we're going to have a special segment for you guys that we're going to be continuing throughout the year as we go. And it is...
Interviewing people live around Central Campus. This is completely new to us. We're just going to be seeing the daily life of Central Spartans, you know, interviewing random people, completely different questions for everyone. We don't segregate with grades. It could be literally anyone. It's going to be random at all times. But this is going to be something we're going to get to continuing around the year. Yeah.
And then, like, how kind of what Xander was saying right now, like, for example, with the grades, we're not going to be asking, like, specific people. We're going to be going around, whoever wants to do an interview or whoever we think, like, looks good for an interview, we're going to be asking. For example, if they're a senior, we're going to kind of ask them, like, more, like, questions about, like, maybe, like, graduation, how they feel, what they're going to do after high school, just asking basic stuff. And then also for, like, freshmen or something, we're going to be asking them kind of how they feel about their year so far, their first year of high school, how, like, do they plan on playing any sports, are they in any sports? And then for juniors and sophomores, how are their classes going? Because we know that year tends to be the year that every kid or every high schooler tends to struggle, just depending on which you take.
Hi, who am I here with today?
Hi, this is Hector Perez.
Hi, Hector. Today we're going around Central Campus and we're asking seniors, like, what advice would they give to the underclassmen, like to the freshmen or to the sophomores?
Okay, so some advice I would give to the freshmen and sophomores would, first of all, keep your grades up. And also go to school events, you know, have fun and just make it a good year.
Kind of just like live life during high school, right?
Just live, have fun, yeah.
All right, and then for the second question, what plans do you have after high school when you graduate?
Okay, so for me personally, I'm gonna go to the military. I'm gonna go to the Air Force after high school.
You're gonna go to the Air Force? Okay. Do you already, have you already been talking like to your sergeants or like anyone to get like, to go know where you're gonna go or no?
Yeah, I've been talking to recruiters.
Been talking to a couple of recruiters? All right, yeah. That's pretty good. Hi, who am I with today?
Noah Flores.
All right, Noah, we're going around asking seniors, what advice would you give to the underclassmen?
Advice I give them is, hey, don't take any moment for granted, bro. Hey, because in the end, bro, you're going to, like, relive these memories, like, after you graduate high school, and you're going to miss them, and you're going to be, like, in the moment, bro. Like, you're going to forget about them, and it's, like, it's crazy, bro. Like, it went by too quick.
All right, and do you recommend, like, any classes in Pacific for them?
Yeah, I recommend AP Lang, AP, honestly, anything AP, honestly.
Just anything AP in general?
It helped me get one of my offers from UCLA.
Oh, okay. And then for our final last question, what are your plans after graduation?
My plans after graduation is most likely probably going to SDSU for a couple years, probably get my BA to help my pay, and then go to Border Patrol after.
All right, thank you. Hi, who am I here with today?
You're with Isaac Garcia.
Isaac Garcia. All right. Today we're going around asking seniors on Central Campus, like, what advice would you give to the underclassmen?
One piece of advice I got to tell them is, low-key, enjoy every memory you can. Don't get in any fights with any teachers. Make sure, like, you get friends with all the security guards, all the teachers, so they let you chill in all their classes, and they don't be strict on you.
Okay. And then, Isaac, do you play any, like, sports or anything?
Yeah, I play football, and then in the spring I play some golf.
In the golf? Okay. And then, like, do you recommend, like, football or anything like that?
I recommend football only if you have the mentality for it.
If you don't have the mentality, don't.
Because it really does mentally drain you as a person. And you're just and hopefully you're physically ready. Because if you're not, you're just going to struggle. And you're not going to enjoy it.
Okay. And then, Isaac, what are your plans after graduation?
After graduation, I'm probably going to hit up IVC for 2 years. After that, either I'm going to go into SDSU, maybe like UCLA, who knows? And from there, just get a job, you know?
All right, thank you so much. Go. Hi, who am I here with today?
Benny Lopez.
Hi, Benny. Today, we're asking just questions for seniors. Like, what advice would you give to the underclassmen?
You know, I'd say just do your homework, pay attention in class, just get your work done.
Just kind of stay on top of everything?
Yeah.
All right, and do you recommend any, like, specific classes or anything to take?
Yeah. Your senior year, just take AP English. Sophomore year, I say take AP World, and then junior year, just say AP US.
AP US. All right. And, man, do you have your, like, you already have your plan set up for after graduation?
Yeah.
What do you plan on doing?
I want to work in solar panels.
Solar panels? And how do you plan to do that?
I want
to
get certified and, well, join a union.
Join a union? All right. Thank you so much for your time. Hi, who am I here with today?
I'm Isaac Baiza. I'm class of 2026. I'm a senior.
Okay, Isaac, we had a question today. We're going around asking seniors, like, around campus, like, what advice would you have for the underclassmen?
Oh, for the underclassmen, for sure, always have water. Because even though you may think, oh, I'm always in class and stuff like that, you get thirsty walking around. I'm not going to lie. Always have money, too, to buy some chips from people. And honestly, if you're for the lower classmen, it matters. Like, you may think, oh, I'm a freshman or I'm a sophomore. Like, oh, it's not really going to matter. It matters for later on, what your junior and senior year. Like, take me, for example. I was slacked off in my freshman, sophomore year, and now I'm making up for all those bad grades and stuff.
And then do you recommend any, like, sports or any class that underclassmen should, like, do maybe or, like, try out?
Honestly, as a freshman, I wish I did way more stuff than just football and baseball. Like, types of clubs, like, oh, I would do robotics, oh, I could do green team and stuff like that. But basically, just get involved in everything. There's nothing wrong with being shy, but always try to go outside your comfort zone, because the more you meet people, the more friends you're going to have, and the better high school experience you're going to have.
So kind of like just take chances, try out new things, try to get out of your comfort zone, kind of, because high school, you only have 4 years and that's it.
That's not the same ever again.
All right, and then for our final question, what are your plans after graduation?
Oh, after graduation, I'm going straight to the Marines.
Straight to the Marines? Have you already been, like, talking to, like, any sergeants or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been talking to my recruiter. I'm going to PT today, so prepare me for boot camp. And I have the ASVAB coming up on October 21st. So hopefully that all goes well, gets me a higher job than just some basic grunt stuff. But yeah, Marines, definitely after high school.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Hi, who am I here with today?
I'm with the 7 Hours.
And what grade are you?
I'm a senior right now, I'm a senior.
All right, you're a senior? Okay, do you have any advice for like the underclassmen?
Right now, I would just say to keep up like with your grades. I would say just go to school, don't miss. Because by the time you know it, like, you're already a senior and you wish, like, you go back and, like, just, like have some more days of, like, of high school, pretty much.
Kind of just, like, live it out, you know?
Yeah, just live it out. Just have fun with it, you know?
Make the most of it.
Don't take it so serious.
All right, and do you recommend any, like, playing any sports or any, like, teachers, any clubs that you should try getting into?
I would say try to do a sport, like, every single season. Do as many sports as you can. Do as many clubs. Clubs I would do, honestly, just do ASB, do lean crew, try to get into as many things like as you can. Like if you see like signups, just sign up for it. As long as it works like in your schedule and you're perfect.
Okay, and then for our final question, what do you plan to do after graduation?
After graduation, I plan to go into computer software like engineering out in the San Diego County and just working on that. And going to IVC as well.
Okay.
To college.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, who am I here with today?
Hi, my name is Anthony Marianas.
All right, Anthony, what grade level are you?
I'm a senior here at Central.
Okay, you're a senior. All right, Anthony, we're going around asking like fellow seniors, like upperclassmen, what advice would you give to the underclassmen?
Some advice I would probably give is like not to slack off freshman year. That low-key was a problem of mine and it did bite me like in the long run.
It kind of like, so you're saying like kind of just stay on top of like grades and not to mess up because it could mess you up during your later years if you wanted to do some stuff?
Yeah, like for sports and all that, like this year, I couldn't do football because of sports or because of grades, obviously. And like freshman year, it was, you got to stay on top of
it. It was kind of just, it went bad. You weren't as locked in. And speaking about sports, like, do you play any sports?
I've done football and I'm going to do wrestling this year.
You're doing wrestling this year? Have you done wrestling like your previous years or just your senior year?
I've done wrestling just freshman year.
Just freshman year? Yeah. Do you recommend playing football or wrestling like for the underclassmen?
I recommend actually doing both of them. Like I think the brotherhood that you build, the bonds, like the family that you build from it, it's like like something surreal.
It's something really good you can carry out outside of high school. And then also I feel like how you're saying right now, the bonds, like how you create and meet new people. And then also for like conditioning wise and mentality wise, I feel like wrestling and football, like you I would feel like your mindset's really good, no?
Yeah, no, I recommend football and wrestling. Like that does build your characters, like make you, does shape you into like the person that you need to be for after high school.
Okay, and then for our last and final question, after graduation, when you walk that stage, what do you plan on doing?
As of right now, you already know, plan on going big old Marines. You already know.
The Marines? Have you talked to any like of your sergeants or any recruiters?
So far, no, but I've kind of already have like a gist of already what I want to do, you know?
What you want to do, and like, where do you want to try to get based at?
Really, I'm trying to get based actually somewhere pretty far, you know? I'm trying to go explore.
Try to get away from everywhere and try to like go explore new different places, try new things.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from the valley, trying to, different environment, different culture, you know? I'm trying to go see some things.
All right, thank you so much for your time. Hi, who am I here with today?
Christopher Quirian.
All right, Chris, what grade level are you?
I am a senior.
You're a senior, okay. All right, so we're going around Central Campus today asking seniors and juniors, like, what advice would they give to the underclassmen, like the freshmen or the sophomores?
I'd say to enjoy every event that like happens here at Central, like go to the football games, go to the soccer games, honestly go to any of the games, go to all the like Hokos, pep rallies, all that. Try to enjoy it as much as you can.
All right, and then do you recommend any like certain clubs, any sports or any like certain classes?
I personally is in the Skills USA Club and I do play baseball too, so. But honestly, robotics seems pretty cool. I regret not trying that one out. And just either if you want, jump around clubs, see what fits you the best.
See what kind of like you fill into, what you fit, what you like, what you don't like. Okay, and then speaking of how you're talking about baseball, how many years have you played? Have you played baseball here for Central?
Yes.
How many years have you played here?
Going to be 4 years this
going
year.
Going to be 4 years for your senior?
Yes.
And do you, like, for baseball, did you, like, make any certain bonds with any, like, people that you met in there? Did you make any good friends?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And you think baseball, like, overall is a good sport for them to play, try out?
It's definitely going to challenge them a lot if they do try it.
So I think it would be pretty good though for the sophomores and for freshmen, for you guys to just try it out, kind of try new things. If you don't like it, maybe try a new sport, maybe try a new club, different, just different things. And then for our last thing, when you walk across that stage, what are you like, what's your plans after graduation?
I want to go to a 4-year either in LA or San Diego, somewhere cooler than the Valley.
Yeah, different weather, I feel that. And then like, what do you plan on being?
Either an architectural engineer or a statistician.
All right, thank you so much for your time, Chris.
You're listening to Valley Vibes and the Big Dogs Podcast.
We've been focused on the seniors. Now let's hear from the freshmen.
Hi, who am I here with today?
Jun Sunsa.
And what grade are you?
Freshman.
You're a freshman. Okay, so like, how's your school year going so far here on Central?
It's going great. It's better than 8th grade.
Better than 8th grade? Okay. And like, have you been to any of the football games or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been to all of them. The crowd is great and just a good vibe.
So you're saying like the football games, they kind of like met your expectations or have they exceeded it?
Exceeded?
All right, that's good. Do you plan on doing like any sports here on campus?
I was playing maybe golf and maybe soccer too.
Golf or soccer? Okay. Do you think like you can make varsity or you think you're not there yet, kind of?
I don't think I'm there yet. Maybe JV.
Maybe JV? Okay, that's pretty good. All right, thank you so much for your time. Hi, who am I here with today?
Connor Baca.
All right, Connor, what grade are you?
I'm in 9th.
You're in 9th grade. Okay, so you're fairly new to the school, right? You're a freshman, right? You just came in. How do you feel so far this school year? How's it been going?
Feeling pretty good, you know, off. A's.
You have all A's? What's your GPA right now?
4.0.
You have a 4.0? Oh, okay, so you're doing excellent right now. Have you attended any, like, volleyball, any football games like that?
I have, you know, newest one, Central against Southwest.
Oh, so you've been to City Champs. How did that go? How'd you feel?
I don't know why I went, just to see Southwest lose again.
Just to see Southwest lose? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the football game was hype, like the student section was good?
I mean, I thought it was good.
Okay, and then for the third question, what do you plan? Do you have any, like, are you going to do any sports here at Central or join any clubs?
Robotics and swim.
Robotics and swim? How is robotics going? Are you in it right now currently?
I am.
How is it going right now? What are you guys doing?
It's going pretty good. We're like learning more about how to do manufacturing, make the robot. And then Isai went feral on me.
And for swim, have you ever done swim before? Like as a sport, or are you just doing it just to join and kind of try it out, try new things?
I want to do it like as a sport, and I do have some swim experience in all the strokes.
All right. All right, thank you so much for your time, Connor.
No problem.
Hi, who am I here with today?
Sonia.
Sonia, what grade level are you?
9th.
You're a 9th grader. Okay, so how has your school year been so far here on Central?
It's been pretty good.
It's been going smooth. All your grade, how are your grades like?
They're pretty good, actually.
They're pretty good? Do you know your GPA or no?
No.
Do you think it would be like above like 3.0 or like, do you have like all A's and B's?
I have like 4 A's and just 2 B's.
Oh yeah, so you're on top of all your grades. You're on top of everything. All right, do you plan on going to any of the games like for football, like volleyball, anything like that?
I plan on going to a football game.
A football game? So have you been to one any this year?
No, I haven't been.
Oh, okay. I mean, I personally recommend the football games because they are very exciting. The student crowd, it gets very like very loud. It's just kind of a good time to be there. And then, do you plan on doing any sports or any clubs?
Well, I plan on joining this club, Positivity Club.
Positivity?
I love animals.
Oh, they do for Positivity Club? If you didn't know, they do work with like dogs. You get to like walk around with them, get to pet them. Like, you get to kind of just do a lot of different stuff. And then also too, with the clubs, if you do join, sometimes your teachers will be a little bit more lenient on you. So that is a little cheat code if you didn't know. All right, thank you so much for your time. Uh-huh. Hi, who am I here with today?
Isabella,
what grade level are you?
In 9th.
You're a 9th grader. Okay, so for Central, since you're new, since you are a freshman, like, how has it been, like, here on campus?
It's been real good.
Have you made any, like, new friends or any, like, anybody that you haven't known?
Yeah, I've been making more friends.
Making more friends? That's pretty good. How are your grades so far for this year?
They're really good.
They're pretty good? Do you know, like, your GPA?
It's, like, a 3.0.
Oh, 3.0. Okay, so she's on top of all of her grades. And then do you plan, like, have you been to any football games or any event here at Central?
Yeah, I've been at the first football game.
The first football game? How'd that go?
It was really good. Me and my friends really liked it.
It was exciting. The student crowd was loud, everything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. Do you plan on doing, like, any sports or any clubs here at Central?
Yeah, I'm actually in the Positivity Club.
And how's that?
It's really good, you know.
What do you guys usually do? Like, it's just kind of like you guys talk around or, like, go visit places or what?
Yeah, I think we visit more places.
You visit more places?
Yeah.
Would you recommend to anybody to join the club?
Yes, I would.
And for every freshman, I would recommend you guys always try to, like, always try new things. Don't be afraid to take chances here in high school. Like, you only have 4 years, and that's it, and then you move on to life. All right, thank you so much for your time. Hi, who am I here with today?
Salido Salvini.
And Vicky.
And what grade level are you guys?
I'm a freshman.
I'm also a freshman.
Okay, so you guys are all freshmen. So, like, how has your school year been so far here on Central?
It's been pretty good.
It's been good. I've been making new friendships and seeing new people and making new connections.
Have you seen people, like, from your old school? Like, anything like that? Or yeah. Is it just mainly all new people? Like, a whole new, like, you guys haven't even seen before?
It's been a mix of both. I've seen new people, a lot more new people, and my friends from my old school.
Yeah, for me too.
All right, and then for a question for you guys, have you been to any of the football games, any volleyball games, anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been to all the varsity games so far for football.
And how has that been? How was the student section?
It's very, you can see that there's a lot of energy and that all the students support the school.
It's, I would say, like, I like the pride there. Like, everyone's energetic, and I just like it.
Everyone's just kind of hype. Everyone's just excited.
Yeah.
All right, and then for, oh, I haven't asked you guys, what are your grades?
I think I have, like, a 4.0 or, like, a...
4.0?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And what about you?
I would say a 2.3.
2.3? Okay, that's not that bad. I mean, as long as you're passing. And then, do you guys plan on doing any sports or any clubs?
I'm thinking about joining either wrestling or swim. And right now, I'm in the mock trial team and positivity club.
And for my sophomore year, I will be trying out for a cheer.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Thank you.
And to wrap up that part of the segment, Xander, what were your thoughts kind of about the interviews that we did?
It was a very – I enjoyed the experience. You know, I was behind the mic. You were the one asking the questions, but I was very intrigued by most of the answers, especially, I'd have to say, by the freshmen, you know, because they're just coming in, they don't know a lot. A lot of their answers, you know, they had avoided a lot of the events, you know, I was just, and that reminded me a lot of myself, you know, because I kind of just went through high school, you know, not paying attention to most of the events, you know, letting it by. But this year, you know, I started to change that because I really do want to be a part of everything before I leave, you know. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and kind of to go off of, like, what you were saying right there, how the freshmen, you feel like they're kind of nervous to go to certain things, or, like, they're not at the part in their high school career where they're comfortable with going to every event, which is okay. But if I was them, I would strive to try to do everything that you possibly could. Make your year, like, good. Do
make them count.
Yeah, make them count, kind of. Don't. Try not to just wait till the last moment like us, because...
Yeah, don't just swing by, get out, you know. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your time here. Make it count.
It is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically kind of just, like, enjoy it. Like, embrace it. As kind of as, like, cringy it is to say, how people say, oh, high school goes by so fast. You have your 4 years and you're done. And when you think about it, when you're kids or in middle school, you're like, oh, when I get to high school, it's going to be, like, it's going to be so long. It's going to take forever. Mm-hmm. 4 years, it's a long window. But as soon as you get there, like, Xander, like, as soon as you got here, like, what did you think?
Yeah, no, in reality, I'd say these years are the most developing and they're the fastest in your career, your whole education career, I'd say, in every child's life. Say high school is the most pivotal point. It really develops who you are and who you're going to be. Yeah, what do you think on this?
So you're basically, like, you're just saying, like, it kind of just shapes you, who you are, and, like, it kind of just, like, how, in one of the interviews, I think it was Ryan Smith, when he says, like, football or kind of, like, it will kind of shape who you are, like, kind of mold you into the person you will be. That's kind of, like, it's the same for high school. High school, it'll teach you different traits. You get different experiences from each side, from, as people would say, like, popular kid side or, like, a more low-key side, or just all around different things, like different cultures, different yeah. clubs, different activities, everything. It's just a different view for everyone. So kind of in our final words, if you are a high schooler, like a freshman or anybody in high school, me and Xander, we would both say enjoy it. It does go by fast. And
be involved.
Yeah, be involved. That's the most important one. And Big Dogs out.
This program was produced and brought to you by Spartan Sound Productions. Special thanks to the Big Dogs podcast crew.
Thanks also to Dr. Thomas Tacky, creator and executive producer of Spartan Sound Productions, the administration of Central Union High School, Mr. Javier Fimbres, and Power 98 for hosting us, and to you, the listeners.